So I'm going to be sharing some, just some thoughts in a minute. We're going to have some prayers sort of at the end of the... We're going to ask some people just to lead some prayers at, sort of at the end of the service. But there's some people I've asked to just to be part of our Global Sunday and just to read some scriptures in their native language. So I've asked six people. So Christy, Abraham, Tanya, Patrick and Marnie and Lorraine, if you could come up, please, that'd be great. The big hand for everybody. So I can start with Christy. So if you just come here, Christy. Christy was grew up in the southern tip of India. Is that right? Okay. So I've been schooled. I've just to be honest, I've been schooled by Christy and by Marnie on India. So cause I thought everyone in India spoke Hindi. Did anyone else think that? I thought that maybe that's just me. I thought everyone spoke Hindi. I didn't think they were all Hindus, but I thought everyone spoke Hindi, a language. But that's not true at all, is it? I've discovered. And then in the southern part of India, they speak a language called Tamil, which also Sri Lanka, I think Sri Lanka also speaks, is that right? And we'll talk about Amani in a second, which is another language again in her part of India where she grew up. So I'm going to read some scriptures and then they're going to be repeated by, so I'll read them in English and they'll be on screen so you can see them as well. And they're going to read them, so start with Christy, who's going to read this in Tamil. So Ephesians 1 verse 3 to 10, I've picked some specific scriptures to just talk about the unity of who we are in Christ. Amen. Praise be to the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Christ Jesus, in accordance with his pleasure and will, the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Thank you, Christy.
எபேசியர் 1:3-10 நம்முடைய கர்த்தராகிய இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் பிதாவாகிய தேவனுக்கு ஸ்தோத்திரம். அவர் கிறிஸ்துவுக்குள் உன்னதங்களிலே ஆவிக்குரிய சகல ஆசீர்வாதத்தினாலும் நம்மை ஆசீர்வதித்திருக்கிறார். தமக்கு முன்பாக நாம் அன்பில் பரிசுத்தம் உள்ளவர்களும் குற்றமில்லாதவர்களுமாய் இருப்பதற்கு அவர் உலக தோற்றத்திற்கு முன்னே கிறிஸ்துவுக்குள் நம்மை தெரிந்து கொண்டபடியே பிரியமானவருக்குள் தாம் நமக்கு தந்தருளின தம்முடைய கிருபையின் மகிமைக்கு புகழ்ச்சியாக தம்முடைய தயவுள்ள சித்தத்தின்படியே நம்மை இயேசு கிறிஸ்து மூலமாய் தமக்கு சுவிகார புத்திரராகும்படி முன்குறித்திருக்கிறார். அவருடைய கிருபையின் ஐஸ்வர்யத்தின்படியே இவருடைய இரத்தத்தினாலே பாவ மன்னிப்பாகிய மீட்பு இவருக்குள் நமக்கு உண்டாயிருக்கிறது. அந்த கிருபையை அவர் சகல ஞானத்தோடும் புத்தியோடும் எங்களிடத்தில் பெருக பண்ணினார். காலங்கள் நிறைவேறும் போது விளங்கும் நியமத்தின்படி பரலோகத்தில் இருக்கிறவைகளும் பூலோகத்தில் இருக்கிறவைகளும் ஆகிய சகலமும் கிறிஸ்துவுக்குள்ளே கூட்டப்பட வேண்டும் என்று தமக்குள்ளே தீர்மானித்திருந்த தம்முடைய தயவுள்ள சித்தத்தின் ரகசியத்தை எங்களுக்கு அறிவித்தார்.
Amen. That's awesome. Thanks, Christy. Next up is Kenya. Abraham. You grew up in Kenya. Your name is not Kenya. I'm so sorry. Yeah, Abraham's courier. My brain's going, it's getting mixed up today. Not from Korea, your name's not Kenya. Anyway, Abraham grew up in Kenya. So Abraham's going to read to us in a second in Swahili. It's going to be awesome. So this is John 3:16-21, well-known scriptures. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Amen. Thanks, Abraham.
Thank you. Praise God. So I'm going to read in Korean. No, in Swahili. In Swahili. So, kwa maana hii, Mungu aliupenda ulimwengu, kiasi cha kumtoa mwanae wa pekee, ili kila mtu amwaminie asipotee bali awe na uzima wa milele. Maana Mungu hakumtuma mwanawe kuhukumu ulimwengu, bali aliuokoe ulimwengu. Amwaminie yeye hukumiwa, asiamini amekwisha hukumiwa kwa sababu hakumwamini mwana pekee wa Mungu. Na hukumu yenyewe ni kwamba nuru imekuja ulimwenguni, lakini watu wakapanda giza kuliko nuru kwa sababu matendo yao ni maovu. Kwa kuwa kila mtu atendaye maovu huchukia nuru, wala hapendi kila kwenye nuru ili matendo yake maovu yasifichuliwe. Lakini kila mtu anayeishi maisha ya uaminifu huja kwenye nuru kusudi iwe wazi kwamba matendo yake yanatokana na utii kwa Mungu. Amina.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Abraham. That was brilliant. So next is Tanya. Awesome. Awesome, Tanya. So Tanya grew up in Ukraine, as I'm sure you know. So Tanya's going to read in Ukrainian in a second. This is Ephesians 3, verse 16 to 21. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the powers at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tanya.
I was told that Ukrainian is the most beautiful language. You'll be able to tell me if it's true. Щоб він дав вам за багатством слави своєю, силою зміцнитися через Духа Його в чоловікові внутрішнім. Щоб Христос через віру замешкав у ваших серцях, щоб ви, закорінені і основані в любові, змогли зрозуміти зо всіма святими, що то ширина і довжина, і глибина, і вишина, і пізнати Христову любов, яка перевищує знання, щоб були ви наповнені всякою Божою повнотою. А тому, хто може зробити значно більш над усе, чого просимо або думаємо, силою, що діє в нас? Тому слава в церкві та в Христі Ісусі на всі покоління, на вічні віки. Амінь.
Amen. Thank you, Tanya. So next is Patrick. Awesome. So Patrick grew up in Cameroon. Are you going to read in French or a tribal language? What are you doing? You're going to read French. You're going to read French. That'll do. Awesome, because I know there are tons of tribal languages, aren't there? Literally hundreds, aren't there, of tribal languages, as there are in many African countries. So this is 1 Corinthians. So what Patrick's going to read is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 to 20. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ, amen. For we are all baptized with one spirit as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them just as he wanted them to be. If they're all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Thank you, Patrick.
Amen. Bonjour. Donc, je vais lire au premier livre du livre de Corinthiens, du chapitre 12, du verset 12 à 20. Car comme un corps est à plusieurs membres, et comme tous les membres du corps, malgré leur nombre, se forment qu'un seul corps. Ainsi, qu'en est-il de Christ? Nous avons tous, en effet, été baptisés dans un seul esprit pour former un seul corps, soit juif, soit grec, soit esclave, soit libre, et nous avons tous été abreuvés d'un seul esprit. Ainsi, le corps n'est pas un seul membre, mais il est formé de plusieurs membres. Si le pied disait, parce que je ne suis pas la main, je ne suis pas du corps, ne serait-il pas du corps pour cela? Et si l'oreille disait, parce que je ne suis pas de l'œil, je ne suis pas du corps, ne serait-il pas du corps pour cela? Mais si tout le corps était un œil, où serait l'ouïe? S'il était tous ouïe, où serait la droite? Maintenant, Dieu a placé chacun des membres dans le corps comme il a voulu. Si tous étaient un seul membre, où serait le corps? Maintenant donc, il y a plusieurs membres, mais un seul corps. Parole du Seigneur, nous rendons grâce à Dieu.
Merci beaucoup. So my B in GCSE French was not wasted. Or maybe it was. Anyway, thank you so much. That was awesome. So next is Imani. So if you just come this way, Imani. Big hand for Imani. So Imani was also born in India. I had to look this up exactly where it is. It's like a really thin strip of India, isn't there? Like right on the east side. It kind of goes right across, all right across to and borders Myanmar, what used to be called Burma. So it goes right over that far. So that's where Imani grew up. And they speak a language there called Mao. So Imani's going to read 1 Corinthians 12, verse 21 to 27 in a second. So that continues, the passage that we just looked at with Patrick. So the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so there should be no division in the body, that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Thank you, Moni.
Morning, church. Suduno oheno obahi, I no ni yufo joho ko sohoi. Ma upi no upi heki, I no ni yufo joho ko sohoi to belohoi. Sutoko jo mono ofupe vano, alekro ujes lomuli shile. E ofupe va motulumoi to mochoko ujes no motsupe. E koleo futuji loko mo sno jikopubwe. Ade tili, jipo kuchu uje kruse, motzishu kuchu hoi. Ana jilo komo kruse, ora maenofu koshulo, itzi mokro kopuse sopiwe. Seve ofupe kalivase, kopru koko hoa, otakakr, uje kruse no, kanako yi chikupilo kuru dunoi. Ofepe kalikona majeoli trofes aqua magia juese. Kalikona its mokropili trofes aqua asa ajuse. Nikrume hi Christophe pese. E nile kalili hi svas uje kalile. Amen. Thank you.
That's great, Marnie. Thank you. And last but certainly not least is Lorraine. If you could just come and stand here, Lorraine, that'd be awesome. So Glenn and Lorraine got their South Africa rugby shirts on. Very good, very good. Very good rugby team. Well, yeah, really is good. So Colin's not convinced. Were you coughing at the mic statement or were you just coughing? I'm not sure. So Lorraine is first language Afrikaans. So he's going to speak Afrikaans to us, read the scripture in Afrikaans in a second. So this is Revelation 7, 9, 12. What a great scripture. Well, they've all been great scriptures talking about how we're one in Christ. But this picture of heaven. Revelation 7, verse 9 to 12. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Amen. Thanks, Lorraine.
Morning, church. Hierna het ek 'n groot menigte gesien wat niemand kon tel nie. Hulle was van elke nasie, stam, volk en taal en het voor die troon en voor die lam gestaan. Hulle het wit klere aangehaad en daar was palmtakke in hulle hande. Hulle het hard uitgeroep, "Ons redding kom van ons God wat op die troon sit en van die lam." Al die engele het rondom die troon, die ouderlinge en die vier lewende wesens gestaan. Hulle het toe voor die troon gekniel met hulle gesigte na die grond toe en het God aanbid en gesê, "Amen, die lof en die heerlikheid, die wysheid, die dank en die eer, die mag en die sterkte behoort aan ons God tot in alle ewigheid. Amen."
That's awesome. And we're going to pray for the nations. I'm going to ask some of three of you have asked. You know, if you've been asked, don't worry. We're going to pray for the nations as well at the end. But yeah, just a big thank you to those six who have shared. You can grab your seats. Thank you so much. Love you all. Awesome. You know, there's so many scriptures there about how we're all one in Christ. And, you know, that is the reality, isn't it? And I love that picture of that last scripture we looked at, that just that picture of heaven. It says it's about this multitude that no one can count. You know, think about there have been billions of souls that have been saved over the years since 2,000 years ago, since Jesus was crucified and resurrected. Billions of people. It says there was a great multitude that no one can count. It says from every nation and tribe and people and language. Amen. And you know, in this world that we live, there's many cultures and there's many different languages. But the reality is, there's only one message of the cross. There's only one gospel. Amen. And that's what unites us so much. The diversity of our backgrounds or ethnicities or languages or cultures, nations, but we're all one in Christ. You know, even if you're an English white person like me, we're a whole mixture of goodness knows what, aren't we, ourselves? We're a whole mixture of, you know, immigrants or the original settlers, whether it's Celts or called the Britons, which is where Britain comes from. You know, the Anglo-Saxons, which was the German invaders, the Norman invaders, which were French, and the Vikings, who were obviously Scandinavian. And we're a whole mixture of that. If you're English and white, Wendy's definitely Viking descent. Her surname was Richardson, meaning son of Richard. And from her dad from Yorkshire, definitely from Viking descent, because where they invaded. We reckon that Drodge might be French. It's such a weird surname. Maybe that's Norman French. My family lived in the New Forest for hundreds of years. And if you know about the New Forest and its history, it was a hunting ground for William the Conqueror. That's how the New Forest started as an area. So we're all kind of a whole mixture of all sorts of things, aren't we? Wherever our background, and even if you're born just down the road like I was in Lyndhurst, we're all a mixture. But we're all one in Christ, right? And that is the power of the gospel. And what's amazing about the gospel, it works for every single person. Whatever their background, whatever their ethnicity, whatever their culture, whatever their language, whatever their nation, the gospel works for every single person. Everybody needs God, everybody needs Jesus, and it works for every single person. And that's where the gospel is just amazing. It's truly good news, isn't it? Whatever someone's background, all nations, tribes, cultures. You know, in my kind of like devotional time, I'm really studying Acts 2 at the moment and what happened in Acts 2 and the day of Pentecost. Today actually is kind of the official day for celebrating Pentecost, if you didn't know that. Okay, which is like a certain number of weeks after Easter. Is it 6 weeks, I think, after Easter? You know, I've been kind of just looking at the day of Pentecost and what happened on that day. And you kind of see that, what happened in Acts 2, and there's kind of this whole like melting pot. It's often described like a melting pot of all these different people of all sorts of nationalities and countries. It says in Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. So that's the 120 that Jesus is told to gather together and to wait for the Holy Spirit. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. And tongues literally means languages. In other tongues, languages, the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs." If I pronounced all those right. "We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask each other, 'What does this mean?'" So you see here the power of the Holy Spirit impacted all these different cultures and nations. This is just in one city in Jerusalem. And of course the church was birthed that day. Amen? And how they're all one because of what the Holy Spirit did. Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29 says this: "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile," that means non-Jew, okay? "Neither Jew nor non-Jews, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So on this global Sunday, we can celebrate this one gospel. You know, and just to break down just those, just very quickly, those points there. It says there's neither Jew nor Gentile. And kind of at the time, that's how basically how they described people, rightly or wrongly. That's kind of how they described people. You're either Jew or you're a non-Jew. And that's basically how they worked, okay, and how they described people. But what it's basically saying says for the gospel is for all ethnicities. Neither Jew or there's non-Jews. For Jew or Gentile, the gospel is for everyone. Men, we're all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. And it says neither slave nor free. Now at that time, slavery was still a huge, and it still does go on now, especially sort of in the background. It's not overt as it used to be, but definitely, you know, slavery and all sort and stuff definitely goes on. But then it was a real thing, and people, you know, a real thing and very obvious. You know, people would buy slaves and sell slaves, etc. So I'm not going to talk so much about slavery today, but what I'm going to talk about is it reflects people of all backgrounds, whether you're slave or free, whether you're rich or poor, whatever your background, we're one in Christ Jesus. Amen? And it says, then, nor is there male and female, so men and women, we're all one in Christ Jesus. Amen? It's a gospel that unites us. Because if we're one in Christ, if we belong to Christ, we're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We're all children of God through faith. We all belong to Christ because of the cross and its message. Amen? And that's what is our unity is. And all around the world and all the millions of Christians there are around the world. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. We have to be careful not to have a European view, a British or a European view, of just, you know, of Christianity. And the vast majority of Christians around the world are not in Europe or North America. They're in India, they're in China, I said they're in, across Africa and South America. And God is doing amazing things all across the world. Myself and Wendy, we went to a conference recently, like a Holy Spirit conference. It was great. But they had a couple over who work in Colombia. They were Colombian themselves. They're running churches in Colombia. And they've just seen some amazing revival. There seems incredible stuff happening. There's some stuff where a million people turned up. Obviously, doing this outside. Like a million in a building. But doing this outside in the open air. But over a million people turning up at rallies. And God is just doing some amazing stuff across the world. And we believe that for Europe as well. And for Britain. Right, of course we do. But let's never have a westernized view of Christianity. God is doing amazing stuff all across the world. And praise God. Praise God for that. Amen. Our unity is around the cross and what Jesus has done for us. So I'm just going to ask you three people I've asked to pray, just kind of pray for nations, particularly for their nation, which is Tanya and Patrick and Christy. If you could come back up again, that'd be awesome. Let's give them a big hand. And I think it'd just be good if we all stand to our feet. And I'm just going to ask these three just to kind of just, and you can pray in English. I mean, pray in your native language if you want to, or you can just pray in English, that's fine.
But we just want to stand with you just to pray. If you could just lead us into prayers for India, if that's okay. And just something, just for God. And God is doing amazing stuff across India. And there's lots of different religions in India. I don't want to speak for you, but this is my understanding because of the conversations we've had. Lots of different religions in India. And in the south, it's more free, from what you've shared with me. I know your dad is a Pentecostal pastor, and they're doing some great things. So it's more free in the southern India. Other parts of India, it's very persecuted, both from Hindus and from Sikhs and from Muslims, depending on which part of India it is. But God is doing some amazing things. If you could just lead us into prayer. So we all just pray, and we'll stand with you and pray just for God just to move across India. Is that okay? Brilliant. Thank you.
Let us all close our eyes and pray to God for the nation India. Our loving Heavenly Father, we all come to your throne of mercy and we are praying for the nation India. Lord, India has the largest number of population in the world currently. And they have many number of gods. Lord, they have lots of different languages, many different cultures. Lord, we pray for everyone, every single person in India. Lord, we pray for children, young children, Lord, adults. Lord, we pray for women in India, old people in India. Lord, we pray for everyone who don't know you, Lord. Lord, we have some Christians in India, but however, they are really minority there. We have majority of the population who don't know you, Lord. Lord, we pray that we could see the harvest is plenty, but we don't have much ministers to work for them, Lord. Lord, we pray that you send more ministers for them, Lord, so that they could go and work and preach your gospel there. Lord, when your ministers go and preach the gospel, Lord, you prove your words through miracles so that many people could be saved, Lord. Lord, we pray, we believe and we know that your hand is not too short to save them, Lord. You could save them. We know that, Lord. Let the revival begin in the nation of India. Lord, you died for them on the cross too. Lord, you love Indians as well. Lord, we know that you are there for them. Let them know, Lord. Lord, you need to open their inner eyes to you, to know you, so that let them be saved. Lord, we pray for everyone in India, Lord. Lord, we also pray for the ministers who are working in India. We pray for all the pastors, evangelists, all the apostles, prophets. Lord, we pray for everyone when they go and work for you, Lord. Lord, your mighty hand be on upon them, Lord Jesus. We pray for every single person. Lord, there are people in India who are the missionaries who are struggling. At the moment, Lord, there are missionaries who don't even have a church. They are worshipping under the trees. Lord, we pray for them. Lord, let your mercy be on them, Lord. Lord, you show your mercies for them. Let them work for you. Lord, let them get the courage. Lord, be with them. Let strengthen them, Lord, so that they don't be discouraged, Lord. Lord, help them. Whatever they need, we don't know that. Maybe it's financial needs, or maybe in their health, or maybe they are struggling with the different cultures. Lord, help them, Lord. Lord, help them. Be with them, Lord, so that they could work for you boldly, Lord. Lord, help all the missionaries, those who are working in different parts of India. They are facing persecution sometimes, which we don't know, which media is not capturing. Lord, we pray for them so that, Lord, you are the only person who could comfort them, Lord. Lord, all the missionaries, they can work for you for, like, let the revival begin and the gospel on, Lord, it should spread faster than ever before, so that lots of people in India who are perishing without knowing you, let them all be saved. Lord, we ask everything in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
That was awesome. Thank you, Christy. Amen to that prayer. Amen, amen. It's going to Patrick next, if that's right, Patrick. So if you could see some prayers specifically for Cameroon, if that's okay. From the conversations we've had, there's obviously a whole load of issues. Poverty and extreme poverty is obviously major issues. Corruption, as in, you know, local authority, local government and national government corruption are huge challenges. So if you just pray into that, just for God just to move and do what only he can do. Amen. Thanks, Patrick.
feel the pain of many young people. Many young people living in despair. Many young, intelligent people who, because government has been hijacked by short-sighted, corrupt politicians, driving young people to despair, to leave their country and leave their nation, leave their continent, risking their lives in deserts and seas to see the future elsewhere. That's the pain of that generation. I feel in my heart right now. I was wrestling with it with God. I was praying. I just saw, God gave me a picture of a huge fire. It was just like a devastating fire. And I was a bit confused by that. I said, Lord, what are you trying to say? What's going on? And I remembered that in my tribe, just before we start seeding, we set fire to the bushes so that to prepare the ground for a new seed to come. As I was crying and wrestling with it, to see that devastation and the charcoal on the ground, there's like a heavy rain just poured in, and I could see some little shoots coming through. Just like these young shoots coming through. The hope of a nation, of young people, their hopes coming through. As you know, I go back every year to do charity works, and sometimes I say, Lord, this is just a drop in the ocean. Building a hospital or putting a well there, or it just dropped to the ocean. But the Lord said to me, keep on working. I call you to do this. I call you to do this for purpose. There's going to be a new generation who will rise. Who will rise and take pride of their nation and build a nation from the ground up. Today, Africa is, and Cameroon is a mixture of culture, just like here. It's a mixture of culture and people who, displaced people who came from everywhere, every race and color. We're such a rich continent in culture and in, the ground. You can just throw a grain in the ground, it'll grow. But yet, there's extreme poverty. It's just mind-blowing. Something you just kind of, you can't comprehend. Humanly can't comprehend. So how can we stand on a soil that can grow and feed the world and people dying in poverty? I wrestled with it, Lord. I don't know. I haven't got the answers. But I know you have. And I trust in you, Lord, to bless Cameroon with the elections coming up, corrupt people rising up again to think they can, they have the monopoly to rule the country and use the army to fight their own people. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that a young generation of people will rise up. Yeah. Will rise up, O Lord. That, Lord Jesus, you'll send missionaries. Lord, I can see movements already happening of young people being stirred up. Lord Jesus, to see greater things come, oh Lord. And I command your blessing upon that nation, Cameroon. Full of talent, Lord. So blessed, Lord. We call it African miniature. It's just so much there, oh Lord. Pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you will do greater things with that nation, Lord. And for the whole continent of Africa, I pray for your blessing, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, let it rise, a generation of God who will fight for the Lord to serve the people with God's heart, Lord Jesus, with godly hearts. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful, Patrick. Thank you. I ask Tanya as well to pray for Ukraine. Some of the many of the issues were pretty, pretty clear. What's going on there. So, and obviously, I know, it's a very personal reality, isn't it? Your mum and your sister are both in Ukraine. Of course, your mum was part of our congregation up until quite recently as a refugee from the war there. So it's a very real reality for you as well. So if you could just pray, and we all just want to encourage, just to agree with you. Just pray just amongst the chaos of it all, just for God to do something amazing and God just do great work in that land. Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus, we lift Ukraine to you, Lord. And Father, as I pray for Ukraine, the reality is there's smoke, there's ruins everywhere. But when I pray, Lord, I see the green trees. I see Ukraine is coming back to life in Jesus' name. I see the big rainbow over the Ukraine as a sign of the Lord. It's going to be okay. I see the doves flying over Ukraine, Lord. I see your hand of protection over this country, Lord Jesus. I see that you're bringing that back from the ruins into prosperity in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Father God, I see the salvation, multiple salvations in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life over the Ukraine in the mighty name of Jesus. I stop the spirit of the war in Jesus' name. Lord, our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities. Father God, we just pray that your hand will destroy all the evil in Jesus' mighty name. I pray hope over the Ukraine in the name of Jesus. Ukraine, you will rise in Jesus' name. The nation of Ukraine will prosper in the name of Jesus. People will cry out to the Lord. Father God, I thank you that you watch over them, Lord. Father God, I thank you that you're protecting them, Lord Jesus. Father God, I thank you that they call out the name and they will be saved in Jesus' name, Father God. Lord, I thank you that nothing is impossible for you, Lord Jesus. No one is too far gone for you, Lord Jesus. It may be ruins in the natural, but in the supernatural, it's rebuilt and it's prosperous in Jesus' mighty name. It's going to be the country where the Lord is in charge. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you will release your prosperity. I pray that you will release your protection, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will push all these bombs and these planes that are flying over the Ukraine, Lord Jesus. I just pray that your hand will move in the mighty way in Jesus' mighty name. God, I come against any hatred in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that all the nations will be united in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that there will not be a hate against Russia, Lord. I pray for Russia as well in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that Russia and Ukraine will unite in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray that you will move in the mighty way. Your name is the highest name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that nothing is impossible for you. I speak victory over Ukraine in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We declare the word of the Lord. We declare Psalm 91 over the Ukraine. For those who come to the Most High, they will be protected in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray that your face will shine upon them and you will smile upon the Ukraine in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. I just pray that let faith arise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, and for every, Lord, Lord, the nation, Lord, and culture, Lord, that's represented here this morning, Lord God, Lord, and Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would just move. Lord, you said that we should pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, heaven, Lord, where your perfect will, Lord, happens at all times. Lord, so we pray, Lord, for your perfect will, Lord, across this land. Lord, for every continent. Every culture, every country, every nation, every tribe, Lord God, that great picture, Lord, we read about, Lord, in Revelation, Lord, that you, Lord, we just pray, Lord, for revival, Lord, in every continent, every country, that you would do what only you can do, Lord. You are the only hope for the world, Lord, in this world that's so hopeless in so many different ways, Lord God. You are the hope for this world, Lord. You are the answer. You always have been the answer, and you always will be the answer, Lord. Do what only you can do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you're amazing. You're amazing. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.